Thank you and good morning. The Board of Supervisors meets this morning, and after they recognize Kim Kemp, the operator of Southern Humboldt News blog Redheaded Black Belt, with the Garberville Redway Area Chamber of Commerce Citizen of the Year Award, they are expected to throw their support behind a state initiative to ban single-use plastic bags. The supervisors will also discuss a raise in fees for ambulance service in the northwestern part of the county serviced by Arcata Mad River Ambulance. The increase was requested by the company due to a lack of increases in Medi-Cal reimbursement rates. The board will also award a construction contract for a $2.1 million project at the Garberville Airport to Mercer Fraser, and the board will hear a legislative update for the 2016 legislative session, as well as a response to the grand jury report regarding purchasing and procurement. The supervisors will also recognize Childhood Cancer Awareness Month, the 150th anniversary of Fern Cottage, and the efforts of librarian Kitty Yanchev, who used life-saving methods on an opioid overdose victim at the Eureka Branch in August. The Eureka City Council will hold two public meetings to discuss two amendments to the city's local coastal program for the cultivation of medical marijuana within city limits. The changes are focused on making conditional use permits for cannabis cultivation easier to obtain by amending the city code to allow for a discretionary minor use permit that is less costly and less burdensome for applicants. The first meeting will take place at tonight's regular council meeting, with a second to be scheduled in the coming days. In June, members of the Trinity County Sheriff's Office, along with state and federal forest officials, eradicated a major marijuana grow located on federal timberlands in the Salt Creek watershed. The eradication effort resulted in the destruction of more than 15,000 marijuana plants, but the hard work came afterward, with the cleanup of a toxic site. The Integral Ecology Resource Center in Blue Lake led the cleanup effort that removed more than 1,500 pounds of general trash and rubbish, dozens of pounds of rodenticides and insecticides, including banned or restricted substances, along with nearly 2 miles of plastic irrigation pipe. The cost of the cleanup effort was $8,900, and it was paid for through grant funding from state and federal sources. The growers also illegally cut down as many as 150 trees to clear an area for the grow, and it was estimated that the marijuana garden used approximately 11 million gallons of illegally diverted water from the South Fork of the Eel River each growing season. The Humboldt State Athletic Department needs to correct a structural deficit in its budget, and it's turned to the student body and the public for input. HSU has hired the consulting firm Strategic Edge to gather recommendations on how to fix the problem, with the goal to align the program with available resources. The first of several open meetings will be held today at 11 o'clock at the Goodwin Forum on campus, followed by two additional meetings scheduled for noon and 5:30 p.m. Tomorrow, there will be meeting sessions at 3 o'clock and 5:30 as Strategic Edge gathers feedback and recommendations that will be compiled in a report scheduled to be released by the end of November. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Mention the term hydroponics in the same sentence as Humboldt County, and there's a good chance you'll get a knowing glance. That glance will be misplaced, however, with the new hydroponics program at Humboldt County Schools, one focused on growing food, not weed. Superintendent Gary Eagles and Assistant Superintendent John Sapper sat down for Talk Shop yesterday and discussed the hydroponics program, one that combines construction trade students who built the system with the students who run the food growing operation with those who will use it for science experiments. Sapper said county schools teamed up with American Hydroponics in Arcata for the program.
They had been working with Boston University and actually had developed curriculum from grade 6 through 12 for the sciences and the things involved with hydroponics. Took the concept back and Gary and I talked and said here could be an excellent training program that could blend the academics, the sciences, with a student-run business component in looking at new technologies for food production that would be a good fit in our area.
Dr. Eagles added,
It's an exciting experimental thing to do with. So in addition to the sciences and the growing, the agricultural aspects, the entrepreneurial, we've got a research component that the students are also going to be engaged in along with HSU and others in the community.
You can hear the entire interview with Saperin Eagles by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.